My brothers and sisters, today's first reading is another version of a familiar scenario. A prophet who is ignored and mistreated. In this case, it is Jeremiah who prophesied in Jerusalem during the reign of Zedekiah, the king. And for many years, he had warned the people of Judah about an ongoing and oncoming disaster, often referred to as the weeping prophet. Jeremiah scolded the Jewish leadership of the day for its failure to worship the one true God alone, and for its reliance on military alliances over trusting in the Lord. Now, of course, no one wanted to hear the words of doom and gloom. In fact, determined to silence him forever, but to avoid having his blood on their hands, those in power contrived to have him arrested and imprisoned in a muddy cistern. And there they hoped that he would be forgotten and would die. As a prophet, Jeremiah brought division. Not because God sought to instigate such, but because people choosing whether to listen to and follow God's words or not necessarily divided the community. With a message no one wanted to hear, Jeremiah knew that his fidelity to the Lord could possibly result in death. And yet he did not shy away from obeying God's call. Now in the gospel, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus tells his disciples that he has come to establish not peace, but division. He describes how his message will divide communities and pit family members against family members, that relationships will suffer, and he himself will suffer death. As with every previous prophet, those who heard and still hear Jesus' words, Jesus' message has the choice for us to make: to heed it or to ignore it. And that is what divides us. Because when we enter in Christ's baptism with him, we are united to him and with each other. Now, are we divided as the faithful people? Are we divided? Ah, first time I hear the word yes, which is true. We are united, we believe, but yet we are truly divided. Because how many of us follow Jesus' precepts and teachings and commandments? Not all of us. We are being told by Christ to love your neighbor. I love the neighbor in front of me I love the neighbor in back of me. I love the neighbor to my left. But the neighbor to the right, Thou shalt not kill. Oh, well, Father, that doesn't apply to me. Well, listen to this. It not only means literally killing, but spiritually killing. How sometimes we kill the faith and spirit of another individual by being judgmental in regards, he's not doing it right. He's doing it okay. Teachings of the church, which are all based on the teachings and precepts of our Lord Jesus Christ. But many a times the teachings of the church, many people listen to the hearsay and interpretations of others which are not in line with the actual teachings of the church. Oh, my brothers and sisters, there has been many times that individuals have come up to you and say, what do you mean that we can do this now in our church? And I say to them, do what? So-and-so. I says, the church hasn't changed its teachings. It is still based on the teachings of Christ, so on and so forth. Where did you get your information? Well, I heard this person say this in regards to the teaching, which is not what I remembered the church meant to say. I says, well, there's your issue. You went on the hearsay of another individual. Go directly to the document. Believe me, my brothers, all the documents of the church are in English and can be found on the internet. Because you know what hearsay what happens in hearsay. I may go over there and give a story to somebody on that end, that by the time it reaches that end, the whole story is different. That's believing on hearsay, not on truth. Here's another one. You know I'm an advocate of reconciliation, right? Oh, that's not loud now, right?
Yes.
It's been 33 years that I'm a priest. As the deacon corrected me, I lived through 8 popes, and I have not yet received a letter or document from the pope of any of the popes saying, reconciliation is abolished. You do not have to do it. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, it will never happen because it goes against the teachings of Christ. So when was the last time that some of you have gone to the little room over there? It's very comfortable. It's now even easy for the priest to put on the switch. It's open, you can come in. It's occupied, you can not come in. As Jesus says, he says, I'm here. I want the hearts of my people to be on fire as much as it is. Mine is on fire for our Lord and Father. But he says, people have not changed. There will always be division because we go on our own desires in regards to anything in our faith. We live in a world where there is no respect of others' opinions and no respect of the actual truth that Christ gives us. We can't even discuss the weather without having an argument. I can tell you right now, it's very comfortable out there. And you'd be saying, Father, the heat got to your head. It's very funny. I bought a new car. And I put on the back of my window an emblem, the cross, and it has Jesus over it, and it says, the way, the truth, and the life. And sometimes, I'm not always in my Clarex when I'm in my car. And I'd be challenged, even with those three words, I'd be challenged. What do you mean, he's the way, the truth, and the life? He is. He's always been truthful with us. He is the way and the life. See, my brothers and sisters, if we believe that we are doing okay in our faith, we are not really doing okay. There's quite a lot of division. Not only division in our world in regards to certain topics, but division in our faith. Christ is asking us to consider. I give you a message. What choice will you make? Heed it or ignore it? Heed the message or ignore the message. But also, my brothers and sisters, whichever way you choose, you are accountable to the end results. And in regards to faith, what happens when you do not heed? You will have to accept the results. And what when you listen to the words, you will see that there is more peace in your life than you really truly understand. Christ is telling us, the ones who create division in the faith, at times, we are at fault. For sometimes what we do with the teachings and precepts of our Lord, we tailor them to our own desire. And at times you can tell if you have tailored a teachings of the church or of Jesus Christ to your own desires. Things will go wrong. And we notice that when we start blaming others of the trials and tribulations that we go through, when it is ourselves that causes the trials and tribulations. Peace or division, our choice. Let us choose peace and put aside our own desires and leave division to the side. The Lord be with you.